Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Saturday, April 18th, 2026. I'm Paul, joined as always by our insightful analyst, Jane.
Hey, Paul. Great to be here. We've got some big stories today, from major model releases to some pretty concerning developments in AI moderation.
Absolutely, Jane. Let's dive right in with Anthropic, who just unveiled Claude Opus 4.7. They're touting a significant vision leap, but also, interestingly, they've introduced an AI-powered design tool.
That's right, Paul. The vision capabilities of Opus 4.7 are quite impressive, though the tokenizer change means you need to be aware of the implications. And this move into design tools is a clear strategic play, directly challenging established players.
Indeed, it sets up an interesting competitive landscape. Speaking of powerful tools, OpenAI has completely overhauled Codex, transforming it into a full Mac-level AI agent workstation, complete with over 90 plugins.
Wow, 90-plus plugins really pushes the boundaries of what these agents can do on a personal computer. It signals a major step towards truly autonomous AI assistants becoming integrated into our daily workflows, which is both exciting and a little daunting.
It certainly makes you think. Now, for a story that's generating a lot of buzz, and not in a good way, Amazon's AI agent reportedly terminated user accounts without any human review.
This is a truly alarming development, Paul. We're talking about creators losing years of work, their entire digital history, their income, all without a flag or an appeal option. It highlights the critical need for human oversight in these powerful AI systems.
It's a stark reminder of the potential consequences when AI operates unchecked. Moving on, Meta also launched their new multimodal reasoning AI model today, called Muse Spark.
Muse Spark is Meta's latest push in multimodal AI, aiming for deeper understanding across different data types like text and images. It really underscores the industry's focus on creating more comprehensive and context-aware AI models.
And in the world of big money, Eli Lilly is making a massive commitment, pledging up to $2.75 billion to the AI drug discovery company Insilico Medicine.
That's a huge vote of confidence, Paul, and a clear signal of AI's transformative potential in pharmaceuticals. This kind of investment can dramatically accelerate drug development and bring new treatments to market much faster. Less than, Paul, greater than. It's incredible to see that level of investment. And just to quickly loop back to the design space, Canva has rebranded itself as an AWS, an AI platform with design tools, ahead of its $42 billion IPO test, further heating up that competition we discussed. That's all for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, Jane. Less than Jane, greater than. Always a pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.